And welcome back to Arise in Your Queen, Attract Your King. And we're going to dive right on in today because we have a movement-based exercise here. And today we are in module number 4, which is sensual embodiment. And today we are in lesson 2, which is feminine movement and sensuality. And all of these pieces are so important to us owning our feminine power in polarity dynamics, okay? And this is why I'm teaching you about this. This is like a next level from the Powerfully Feminine intensive work where we get to really understand and go deep into our bodies and love them and love the way they feel and love the way they feel when they're in movement, okay? And I want to give you a quote today by Alexander McCall Smith. He says, "She was made for untidy rooms and rumpled beds." I thought that quote was lovely and appropriate today as we dive in. So basically today what you are going to learn is the feminine way to move and how to be truly sensual in everything that you do. But the idea is that you're going to learn that the queen is fully embodied. One of the biggest hallmarks of the queen is her level of embodiment. I can tell you immediately how embodied somebody is or isn't, in various ways. But today I'm going to show you how to do it through movement and through sensuality. But the thing is, today's lesson can only be done through example. And I want you to, this is not going to be much of me talking. I'm just going to start with the sense of how it feels to feel your own body. So we use the Pussy Power Practices and the Powerfully Feminine Intensive to open up our body. And now I'm just wanting you to feel your own body as a way to start to feel what it's like to be sensual with yourself. Feminine sensuality is done through fluid motion and curves. Fluid motion and curves. Even if it's a rapid movement, it's still curvy. Everything happens through curves. And I'll show you more of that when I stand up. Touching your body as a way to embody you, to incarnate you, and also so that you are engaging your body in a loving, caring, and sensual way. I'm wearing stuff today so you can really see my body, okay? And at the moment, this is you for you. It's not for anybody else. Sometimes really slow, sometimes faster. You could use lotion if you wanted to for this phase. So we'll continue from this sort of feeling yourself on the floor movement into a standing movement in a second. And I'm going to continue to be sensual as I communicate with you, okay? And you might see that when I'm touching myself like this, when I'm being sensual with myself like this, it does translate something into our communication. Now, some of this can be taken into the way you be, especially in an intimate situation with a man. Remember, the masculine adores the feminine, and so few women know how to be feminine with a man. And now look, when we're doing these experiences like this, like now with yourself, you're not going to necessarily be as exaggerated as this, especially in early dating. But I definitely am often touching my body, doing this kind of thing when I'm talking to my lover, you know, somebody that knows me well. Because it, one, it gets me into my feminine, and two, you know, he responds to it. So you can get off the ground, start moving your body in a similar way.
Moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused. My mind.
Let us return back down to feel the effects of the movement. And you may still feel some resultant movements in the body that need to be expressed, even as we're now sitting down. Everything is done through curves and flow. Think like the ocean. The ocean can gently lap against the shore, or it can crash against the shore, or it can be big rolling waves, or it could be little pulses on the surface. So I want you to do a few things. I want you to assess how you feel in your body. Do a reveal after doing the movement with me today. And then I want you to do the assessment of amount of feminine and masculine in your energy before and after doing the sensual movement practice. And so what we essentially learned today were two things, was how to be truly sensual in and for yourself at first, and then how to move in a feminine way. Now, this translates into all of your actions and movements, from the way you move your body when you're sitting down to the way you move your body when you're moving around in the world or walking. Beautiful. So your homework this week and your challenge is, to those of you that are brave enough, you're going to post a 60-second video of yourself in sensual movement. Beautiful. Sending so much love from me to you. And I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye for now.